I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Senate Republicans' signature transportation funding bill has passed out of the chamber after the majority leader said earlier this week that it would be delayed. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Senate Bill 1 would send a ballot question to voters in 2019, asking to issue bonds for funding roads. The state would commit $250 million each year to pay off the bonds. There would also be a one-time infusion of $500 million. Majority Leader Chris Hulbert had said he wanted to wait on the bill until after the annual budget cleared both chambers.
I didn't decide to do it. The sponsors did. And they were ready to move it, so we did, and I'm happy that it passed.
Republicans originally wanted the bonding question to go before voters this fall. It was a compromise with Democrats, who wanted to see if voters will approve a sales tax increase for transportation being backed by the Denver Chamber of Commerce. The Senate's transportation measure cleared unanimously. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Health officials in El Paso County say the number of rabid skunks is seeing a spike, with 23 skunks testing positive so far this year. The Gazette reports they're being seen in areas including the Old North End and Palmer Park in Colorado Springs, as well as Widefield. Health officials encourage pet owners to check vaccinations and remind folks to stay away from unknown animals. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.